This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to our sub-series of Happy Hour. And we are back with watching Sex and the City and giving you some great commentary, or yes, not so great commentary, of us watching Sex and the City.
Yes. And if you are new to this segment, Samantha has seen all of these episodes, watched them at a formative time, we'll say. And this is my first time, and it's been very, very fun. We took a bit of a break, but now we are back, and we have had some guests, and we are looking for more guests, and that guest could be you. So please stay tuned at the end for more information about how to possibly join us on these very fun happy hours, where we are drinking right now a very lovely drink that Samantha made.
It's true.
Yes. I mean, can you describe the drink?
Yeah, exactly. You were going to describe it. I was going to let you.
Uh-huh.
But yes, no, I created a new, I guess, cocktail. It's not new. I'm sure people have done it, but it's new to me, where I took fresh lemon juice, fresh cherries, fresh basil, and then took some agave, because I have some agave here. No judgment, please. And some vodka, and I muddled it all together, and then I poured it in a glass. And added some sparkling water. But yeah, so we're going to call it the cherry on top.
Oh, I like it.
You like it?
And the color is beautiful. It's very vibrant. It's very refreshing and light for summer. But I think it's perfect for Sex and the City because they drink a lot of Cosmopolitans.
Yes.
The color-wise, very reminiscent of a Cosmopolitan.
But like I said, the cherry on top.
The cherry on top. And thank you, Samantha, for making this and sharing it. As always, if you do choose to drink during these segments, please do so responsibly. But yeah, this is a nice cocktail for, what are we on, season 2, episode 4? Okay.
So yes, we are on season 2, episode 4. Let's do a quick recap for us on the episode 3.
Okay, episode 3 was tricky for me, but in terms of guessing what it was about. But essentially, it was like all men who aren't taken, who are single after 30, are problematic. But then you look in the mirror as a woman, and you also have your own issues. Samantha's laughing at my facial expression.
I'm laughing at the pantomiming of looking in the mirror as you're recording this. It's amazing.
I mean, you're getting a whole extra layer.
It's so much more.
Yes, yes. So that, I think, I mean, maybe I'm reading too deeply into it, but Carrie's still hung up on Big, and that's expressing itself via other relationships. We had Mr. Pussy, which I guess we should talk about. These are not necessarily safe for work, perhaps.
As we've said this already.
I like how we put that at the end.
Yes,
it's too late.
Every time.
Charlotte was with him, but they had like no real foundation of a relationship, but very good sex. Meanwhile, Samantha got some plastic surgery done, but then sort of had a moment of breakdown at what the doctor was suggesting other things she should get done. And this was based on a man during a sexual interaction telling her she was old, an older woman. And she kind of panicked.
I mean, it's true, though. She was older. I am an older woman in our relationship as well.
Right.
My relationship with my partner.
But
it's still kind of shocking.
Well, yeah. And that was a first date. There was a lot of talk about first dates in that episode and past episodes. And so that was to come out on a first date and say that was,
But Sam does not do first dates, as they say.
That's true.
She does dates, sex after first dates.
Sex after first dates.
Yes. Well, very good.
Thank you.
It is good. That's a good recap. All right. So this one, I have a feeling you're going to have a hard time with as well.
All the titles have been hard. And
they have that decided to make it a little harder this time around. I think they did it on purpose.
Yeah,
it was done in 1999. They knew what was going to happen today, specifically with us, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, you ready for this title?
Yes.
I had to look it up because it's kind of longer. It is called They Shoot Single People, Don't They?
Oh my gosh, They Shoot Single People, Don't They?
And BT Dubs, there is a famous actor that you're going to love on here that it makes an appearance. Very quick.
Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know who it could be. Okay. I mean, it has to be something around judgment around single people. But who is they in this question? Who is they in this context?
This is what gets you. You think too deep.
I think too deep.
No.
We need Christina. I'm never going to forget how she nailed it that one time.
So good. I'm like, wow.
I don't know. Judgment around single people. That's all I got.
All right. I mean, that's vague. And yeah, obviously you want this one.
And they go to a club.
This time you're right. Last time you were completely wrong.
They did
not go to a club.
I think that should be every time. They go to a club.
50-50 chance.
It's just true.
All right, well, here we go. Let's see if they go to a club.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yes!
1 point for you.
Nailed it.
Four single girlfriends all found themselves without a relationship at the exact same time.
So that is a thing. Your friend group, maybe more so, but my friend group, I've not had them where it's everyone is single. I'm typically always just the single one and everybody else is in relationships.
Right.
It's rare.
I feel like in my particular friend group, we have had a lot of times where we've all been single. And we very much lean into it. And it is nice, actually.
Yeah, it's fun. Life without men. Have you gone dancing with your friends?
Yes.
To a club?
I have, but that period of my life is mostly over.
Yeah, oh no, I'm done. It's been done.
But for a while, yeah, and it was really fun.
I miss it. That's what I do now with Zumba, or yeah. I go hang out with my workout friends and or cardio jam.
I did go to one that was very fun where we were all single and we had a code and we had like, oh, if I'm dancing with this guy and I give you like this look. And I remember talking to a guy and my friend gave me the look and I was like, I'm sorry, I got to go rescue her.
Yeah.
And I just went and did it. And it was nice.
So if you saw someone too close, my move was to literally come in between the dude or someone coming to and you grab the girl's hand, spin them out of that dancing partner.
That's a good move.
That was what we did. It was good too.
Yeah.
I was good at it. They were very confused.
Yes, I'm sure they were.
Like, what's happening?
I'm sure.
I was dragging my tired yet single and fabulous ass home at dawn.
Oh, oh!
I decided my best bet to avoid looking like I'd been up all night was to stay up all morning.
So Carrie stayed up all night. I try to do this. I can't do it as much anymore.
It's Stanford. Late. I'm at the photo shoot and everyone's freaking out.
I'm there, 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I said 20 minutes.
Look, there's some nights you just shouldn't go out and party all night before it. Photo shoot is one.
But that's the nightmare, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to stay up all night and then you fall asleep and you miss it.
Yeah. I happened to be in Canada. I almost missed my flight right when the pandemic was starting. And I was like, oh, I'll never fall asleep. And then I get a call from the hotel people and like, did you fall asleep? No.
Not me. Never.
No, like throwing things in my bag.
Oh, there's going to be time for makeup, right?
Yeah.
One time I was in a movie and the makeup person asked me, she was like, you should use these eye drops. I can tell you don't sleep enough. And I was like, you're right, but ouch.
Yeah, they get brutally honest.
Being single and fabulous also frees up one's weekends. Saturdays, usually spent browsing with him in Soho, are left to more practical things like power.
Oh, this is a good episode. We've talked about this episode, actually, you and I. You'll see why. But I love this random walking that they do funky moves.
My mom's friend, she does power walking every time I see her, and it just brings a smile to my face. She has got places to go.
Got it. I don't do it.
I wonder if the youths know what power walking is.
Do they?
Please let us know.
Yeah. Cute. Who's that? An ophthalmologist I once faked orgasms with.
Okay. So Miranda just had a run into a dude she hooked up with, but faked orgasm.
She faked orgasms with him.
Yeah. I've done that. Just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah.
I stop for fresh supplies when...
Oh, no.
Single and fabulous question mark?
Hanging right next to Martha Stewart living, Carrie Bradshaw, dying of embarrassment.
And she... It's not a good picture, everybody.
It's not a good
picture. And she's smoking a cigarette.
Tom was an out-of-work actor friend Charlotte had come to depend on to do the occasional male things she needed done around her apartment. Because he was an actor.
I've had this thought that I could use somebody taller in my life. It's no reason to get in a relationship,
There's
though.
There's a stepladder.
There is.
You can name it whatever you want to name it.
One time I had to like move a big mattress up the stairs alone, and I was like, this is why people date other people.
Yes, that's fair. But also, this is why you have friends.
Exactly.
We can go sailing. We can cook big old lobsters.
Big old lobsters. Is that dirty talk?
Beach.
I think it might be. Oh, yes. I think for you, definitely.
You want to get some of that shrimps? Mm.
We'll dip it in butter. Everyone's turned off the podcast now.
This is awkward now. That's fair.
Did I do something wrong tonight? Because, I mean, you came every other time.
All right, okay. She's trying to now have the conversation about sex.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me.
Well, I didn't exactly come all those other times.
Is it worse to have the talk later? Or be honest up front?
Well, how many of the other times?
I think if it's, honestly, like, the first time is awkward, so I get it.
Oh, do you have, like, a physical problem or something?
If it becomes regular.
Of course he's blaming her.
Oh, yeah.
No offense, it's just...
I love it. I love this, like, mid...
Yeah.
Oh, no one's ever faked it with me. This is also a Seinfeld episode. He calls every woman in his life and is like, did you fake it? And they're all like, yes.
I'm not leaving.
Oh.
I've decided to stay.
He's magically in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
With our fix-it guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To be honest, I had a guy that this happened to me.
Oh, really?
Where I was like, I've got to move this couch. And he's like, I'll come help you. And the next thing I know, we were dating.
Oh, that's funny. I think that's definitely something that I've done to spend more time with people. Like, if we're already interested in each other, then I'm like, oh, yeah, you want to help me with this?
Mm-hmm.
Can you put this together for me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that voice, y'all, but, you know, making excuses to get to hang out with
right.
someone.
And there it was.
There's her magazine.
Pity from the man who sells me my Marlboro lights.
And the convenient guy.
I decided I wasn't
staring at her with pity. This happened to me with a Lyft driver once.
Oh, no.
I didn't have the magazine cover, but he was like, you aren't married. It's too late for you.
She had nothing to do but sit and wait for him.
Oh, no.
She knew that Wee William wasn't ever going to show up.
Oh.
He was one of those men...
I've never officially been stood up. Have you?
No.
I've never showed up somewhere that I'm waiting on someone.
I've never been stood up. I was broken up with very publicly once. At the dining hall in Georgia Tech.
Oh,
he let me have it.
Wow. Dramatic.
It was quite dramatic.
Unnecessarily dramatic.
But it's partly because I stood him up.
Oh.
Because we were supposed to watch the finale of Lost together. When I forgot.
Ruh-roh.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you got 2 points for the single people bit and a point and a half for the club bit.
The club! There were two clubs. I knew the club.
There was a club on this one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this was about whether or not singleness was allowed. Are people miserable? Should we fake it to be right in a relationship? I think that's a huge one, because that's one of the conversations I have had many times, because I did not get into relationships until much later. So almost in my 30s did I really have relationships. And I'm like, how do you get to this point? And I don't know if I want to do this, because so many people were miserable, but they didn't want to be alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think it depends on the person. Is for me, I would rather be alone, even though I have been in a relationship that I was just in and I was faking it because I thought I should be in a relationship. But personally, I would rather be alone. However, I have other friends who I think they would prefer to fake it than be alone.
So I know a few people have asked when they are going through really hard times, and it just doesn't make sense why you would do it. I was like, you know, why do you? And the conversation is, we've worked too long, and I don't want to waste this, what we've already worked on.
Yeah. I think that's a different mindset, because I've heard that too, and it reminds me of the argument about like renting versus buying. Like, if you put this much time into a person, well, we can't just back out now.
Right.
And I know for religious older couples in my life, they've told me like, you know, divorce or breaking up is just not on the table.
Right.
It's just not there.
Right.
So they're going to be together. And like I said, I think it's just different mindsets for different people. And if you're on the same page and you're coming from a healthy standpoint, that's okay.
Right.
But if you're just, you can't be alone, you might want to examine that.
About why.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. But I did, like, this is one of those that they were in their 30s and none of them were really married. And some of them stayed unmarried. Like, I liked that aspect. Like, right now I'm older than them. No, I guess I'm the same age as Samantha. I should be going to see a doctor, apparently, getting a clown drawn on my stomach.
No, I don't think so.
But like just having, knowing, seeing them really made it different. Like you can have a life outside of just marriage. As what we see in sitcoms, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. Of course, they talk about, you know, finding relationships. So that was a little difficult. But it's interesting to see, like, because at this end, she's happy being alone. She's okay. Did she almost slide into, I have to find someone to validate myself? Yes, but she walked away from that. Poor Bradley Cooper.
Cheers to you, sir. yeah, I think, again, like this came out 1999, early 2000s. And still, this is kind of rare to see. It's becoming more common.
Right.
But especially then, like seeing women who weren't in a relationship at that age and were still going out and doing things. And, you know, sure, they are trying to find relationships. But ultimately, I still feel like their friendships is that's the thing that stays.
Right.
Like these men come and go.
Right.
But their friendship stays. And so, yeah, I think it's good to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what did you think about this episode?
I enjoyed it. I have to admit, I was nervous about whoever was going to show up.
Too much anticipation.
It was a lot of anticipation, but it was good. I enjoyed it. And as someone who is, you know, single and has had a lot of these thoughts, I've talked about a lot of these thoughts on this show, it did resonate with me. And I've also had the very bad picture taken where I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm a mess. So I related to that as well.
That's constant now for me, as I don't try to get pictures taken.
Nope, me too. Heaven forbid the camera accidentally be facing you when you turn it on your phone. It's terrible.
I hate those pictures. Actually, I took one for my Instagram and I was like, yeah, this is who I am. There
you go, yeah. Yeah, embrace it.
Embrace it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of embracing things,
yes.
I hope you are embracing our subsegment of Sex and the City watch party, essentially. Not watch party. Mm-hmm. Live watching, reaction watching. What is this?
I mean, it's live not reaction. Live watching, but maybe one day. It's a rewatch /first watch podcast.
Okay, that's what it is.
Reaction podcast.
Commentary, I guess. And if you are and you would like to be a part of this, we would love for you to join us. So we will be looking for our fam to be a part of this. That means you, the listener. So if you are interested, please, 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 please let us know by commenting in our social media posts or emailing us saying that you are interested and why you're interested, and maybe you'll be picked for an episode coming up soon.
Yes, 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 yes. We would love to have you. We have a great time. And there are no actual qualifications. You can let us know why you are qualified or not qualified. Both are welcome. You can email us at stephanie@momstuff.iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @momstuffpodcast. Or on Instagram @StephaneverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
The best.
The absolute best. And thanks to you for listening. Stephane Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.